This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasudhi. Stephen Sondheim, renowned American composer and lyricist, known for his immense contributions to musical theatre for over 50 years, is very little known here in Asia, apparently. But the people of Pan Productions have decided to present some of his work this coming Friday, the 16th of August, and with me, cast members Peter Ong, Aaron Khalid and Joshua Gui. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
We're great. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you back after a long holiday and to come back to such chirpy voices. You know, tell me, Peter, you've been on numerous times before. I mean, the last time I had you on was for The Producers, the musical.
Yes,
I remember. What have you been up to since then?
Oh, nothing much. Well, actually preparing
for... That can't
be.
You've been holidaying like crazy. I was talking to you on Facebook. He's just back from Melbourne.
This morning, actually.
Life so is jealous. Too short. Life is too short. Yeah, so I touched down this morning from my holiday.
Yes.
But literally, holiday is over because, you know, this Friday, there's Sondheim.
Yep.
Next month, I'm doing another show with Faris Laiman. And after that, I'm doing a concert in Singapore. And then after that, I'm doing an original musical in November. So it's back to back to back. So I need a break.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, producers was a bit...
A break before all the, you know, the run-up till the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you've got your diary packed. What about Aaron? I mean, let's just find out a little bit more about Aaron. Could you tell me about yourself?
Well, yeah, I'm also in the musical theatre scene. My first production, actually, was with Pan. I did cabaret with them and I played Ernst Ludwig. And then I've been doing other productions ever since, and now I'm based in Singapore. And I'm so happy to be back for Raya and be doing this Pan production show. So
wonderful.
It's just great timing.
So that's where I've seen you, at Cabaret.
Yes.
Yeah, watch that one. I thought it was an excellent production, by the way.
It was excellent. Well
yes,
done.
It was. And Joshua, yourself?
Actually,
this is the first time I'm having Joshua on anyway.
Yes.
Yep.
That's great. I'm also in the musical theatre industry. Mm-hmm. I only came down to KL about around 2011. I'm from Penang. And yes, I did a Pan production show, The Producers, with Peter recently.
What drew you to Pan production? Both of you, really? You could have gone and joined anyone else.
I think it's the repertoire. Yeah, really.
The gun is really in my pocket.
I mean, really, I think at the end of the day, it's the show that we are interested to do. Basically, the repertoire that they're doing. Right. And yeah, I think that's...
What drew you to Stephen Sondheim's work?
Well, Sondheim, you know, anyone who's in musical theatre would regard him as, you know, the god, really, literally, because he's such an amazing composer and lyricist.
Yep.
He sets a different level for musicians, you know, singers to become actually musicians and pay attention to the music and lyrics. It's just really, really technical and really challenging. So it makes you a better performer.
Right.
And yeah, so Sondheim is something that you wouldn't want to miss. Yeah.
But did you have much exposure to Sondheim before?
Of course,
this, Aaron?
Definitely. You know, you are introduced to Sondheim very early in when you first start to sing musical theatre. Mm-hmm. There's Sondheim, there's who else?
Chappalaki.
Great. Stephen Schwartz.
Okay.
I think that people would know that.
Wicked.
Yes, Wicked. Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is also Stephen Schwartz.
Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
That one. Phantom of the Opera. Cannot forget that one.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, Joshua, your exposure to Sondheim, what did you have? Did you like his work?
Originally, no, not really.
Why?
I only got exposed to him when I was in university, and because it's very layered. It's unlike other composers, it's quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. The message and the song and the emotional value is actually quite straightforward. While Sondheim has a lot of layers behind his songs, mm-hmm. and you can hear how the lyrics and the music complements each other to represent a certain mood, a certain emotion. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, and there's other layers below the emotion. So it's really hard to grasp when you listen to it at first, but after once you get into it and you actually analyze it, and that's when you really find the beauty behind Sondheim's work.
Right. You know, Peter, just before we go into a little bit of a backgrounder to Stephen Sondheim, if it is indeed true what Joshua says, is that, you know, his work is very layered, it's very hard for you to relate to it, how do you plan to break it down for the Malaysian audience this Friday?
Well, I think it's actually a lot more accessible than a lot of us imagine it to be. I think Sondheim's genius lies in the fact that he is one of the very few people who actually write his own, you know, he composes his music, mm-hmm. and he writes his own lyrics as well. So the marriage of the two, you know, is really perfect when it comes to Sondheim's work. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very well structured. And I think it's just accessible. I mean, everybody knows Send in the Clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Children will listen. And it's really, really very accessible. It's in the words. It really is in the words. You know, when you attend a Sondheim show or a Sondheim recital, yes, the melodies can be a bit difficult. Well, certain songs can be a bit difficult, but really it's the words. I think someone put it to me, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber composes beautiful melodies. Mm-hmm. Sondheim writes truths, human truths, yeah. truths about the human condition. And I think that's what people get out of a Sondheim show. And I think that's why he's got such a huge cult following all over the world.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he was the lyricist for The West Side Story in 1957,
absolutely.
Wasn't
yeah.
it? Somehow his works hasn't quite reached out in Asia. Mm. Is there a reason for that?
I think, firstly, it is language. You know, he writes very, very specifically in English. And because it's so layered, a lot of it will be lost in translation. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like the producers, Chicago, they've all been translated into Korean. Mm. You know, if you go to YouTube, you can see the Korean German versions. You know, that's fine because it's the music, it's the jazz hands, it's the pyrotechnics, it's the, you know, revolving stage, falling chandelier, it's everything.
Yeah.
But with Sondheim, it really is in the words and in the music. So it's very hard to translate it into a different language without losing some of the context. Mm-hmm.
And
I think
you've decided to stage this Friday. Do you think we will be able to relate to it?
Oh, definitely. I think it's like what Peter said, it's all in the words and the message is so clear out there. All his musicals are not really glitz and glam and everything has to be. It's not really catered to the mass, you know, like Phantom of the Opera where, you know, you see the chandelier falling down and stuff. Yep. So it comes down to the words and comes out to the message at the end of the musical.
Okay. Yeah. Joshua, did you find it difficult trying to present the pieces for this Friday's show?
Actually, not really, because I mean, I've gone through a lot of Sondheim songs. I mean, after I've studied music, and yes, I mean, once you understand the layers, it's easier for you to actually project what you want to tell, basically what the song is about.
Yep.
So, and besides that, the music actually accompanies the mood and the idea of the song very well. So
and the reason I ask you is because Sondheim's music is known to be particularly challenging. I mean, both for the singer as well as the accompanist.
Agreed.
How is that so? I mean, how did you deal with that? And how many of you in the production?
Oh, well, there's Joshua, Aaron, myself, Ali Zakri Alias. There's Nell Ng, Stephanie Vendreesen, Tria Aziz, and Zalina Lee. And accompanying us on the piano is Nishtham. So there are 9 of us in the show. We'll be doing not just solo pieces, but duets, trios, you know, all of us put together
group songs.
So yes. it's going to be a really fun and interesting evening. Very, very varied. We'll be tackling songs about, you know, loneliness vis-a-vis
growing up.
You know, dealing, you know, unrequited love, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just presenting different facets of the human experience through the works of Sondheim, really.
Okay.
That's what we hope to achieve.
So did you have that problem of it being a challenge both for you as a singer as well as for Nishtham?
I think Nishtham's going to have a ball.
She already is, I think.
If she's listening, hey.
Keeping up with all of you?
Sweating beads.
The scores, I mean, even the piano scores that he writes, which usually is... are so difficult for a pianist to learn, or so many different dissonant chords, and it's supposed to go with the singer, and sometimes they're not strictly in time. They're always, you know, you have to listen to each other to know where you're coming in at the same time at the right, you know.
Okay.
And so yeah, and then you have to juggle emotions on top of that.
Sure. Mm. Give me a teaser, just a quick one. I'll come back and, you know, we'll do another one in the second half. But just a teaser as to what we can expect.
So what are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Made.
So we're going to do like this trio that we're working on. And this is called Everybody Ought to Have a Maid.
Yes, Everybody Ought to Have a Maid.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Don't you?
From a male. This song is from a male perspective,
okay.
By the way.
Male. All right, then.
Yes. So let's take our note. Me, 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 me.
Okay.
One. Everybody ought to have a maid. Tidily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings, beguiling in her blouse, pattering through the attic, chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
fluttering in the bedroom,
puttering all around the house, the house, the house, the house.
When we come back, we'll find out more about Side by Side by Side by Sondheim by the Pan Productions happening this Friday on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasodi, the cast members from Pan Production with me. They're performing this Friday. It's titled Side by Side by Side by Sondheim. And if you have nothing to do, well, I think, you know, everyone should go down to KL Pack. It's at Pentas 2, Friday, 16th of August. It's by invitation.
Yes.
It's 65 ringgit, Peter.
Yes.
You just want to, what do you mean by invitation?
Well, it's basically an exclusive one night only affair.
Yes. And why one night? I mean, you could have extended it over the weekend.
Because everyone else is busy. We all have lives to lead.
That's mean.
We want to do other things besides singing, you know. So,
how long did it take you all to put this together?
We start rehearsing later tonight. We haven't had our rehearsals yet.
Are you kidding?
Everybody has lives to lead. I mean, I just came back from Singapore. That's what Peter said.
Are you,
you know, I have holidays to go to.
I know, yeah. Right. Now how tough is that? Yes. So you're going to just start rehearsing tonight?
Yes, yes. Literally at 5 p.m. today is our first rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
We've literally just seen the score that for that song that we sang just now, like literally, like, yeah, half an hour ago.
Yes.
Yeah, so all's good. Come to the show.
I'm not convinced yet. But, you know, just to go back a little, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about Stephen Sondheim?
Stephen Sondheim is very much revered in the musical theatre genre. He's regarded as literally God, you know, the living God of musical theatre, because he has done really, really so many varied works. You know, you've got Into the Woods, Follies, Company, Sweeney Todd, and they're all very, very individual, very disparate, and really very, very iconic in their own rights. And of course, he writes very, very challenging works. Mm-hmm. So as a singer, speaking for myself, I'm particularly drawn to him because it's very challenging to perform his works well.
Yeah.
You know, so for a lot of singers, it's a privilege to be able to sing his music.
Yeah. One of the, you know, other challenges of Sondheim's music is the frequent torrent of words that need clear enunciation. As an artist, how did you ensure that the lyrics, you know, is not lost for the audience?
Well, I'll just take an example of my song. The one that I'm doing is called Everybody Says Don't. And how he's written it is everybody has don't. Every syllable has its own note.
Okay.
So it's like everybody says don't. Everybody says don't. Everybody says don't. So it's literally everything has to be
tongue twisted.
If not, it'll be everybody says don't. And then you don't know what the song's about. So it's just things like that. And even the fast things that we just sang, pattering through the attic, it has to really come through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have difficulties with it?
Of course. The teacher like grilled me when I was in uni and stuff because she couldn't hear what I was singing about.
Yeah.
And also, if you try YouTubing it, you see Sondheim teaching students how to sing his music,
mm-hmm.
and how to improve it and get that message across by just maybe a simple phrase or just holding the note a little bit longer. Don't take a breath here. You know, simple things like that really makes a huge difference.
Right. What about yourself, Joshua? Did you have the same problem or were you taught in school how to do this?
Actually, Aaron and I were in the same school. We had the same teacher. Actually, it was a bit difficult because I only started music quite late. And technical-wise, it's quite a challenge for a lot of, I think, most of us who are singers.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot to do with proper technique and proper breathing and proper usage of air and enunciation. So it is a bit difficult. But once you really get the rhythm and you understand the phrasing and you understand what is the message of the song, then you know how to phrase it grammatically.
Right, okay.
And then it will make sense. Where to put in, where do you put the accents on the certain words and things like that. Then everything flows easier.
Mm-hmm. So, give me an example, Joshua, of a piece that you will be singing.
Buddy's Blues. Okay, basically, I'm singing a song called Buddy's Blues. It's
right.
From Follies. Buddy,
this is a solo.
It's a solo.
Okay.
He likes both girls. It's just that he prefers one that over the other, but this girl likes him more while the other girl doesn't like him.
It's a love triangle.
Yeah, it's a love triangle. It's
okay.
A bit sad. But the song is not sad. It goes, she says she really loves me. Oh, I love him. She says she's really sick. No, wait. She says she really loves me. See, that's why we're rehearsing tonight.
I'll excuse you.
Yes, yes.
You want to give it a shot again?
Okay. She says she really loves me. I love him. She says,
That's okay.
Fail, do not pass, go to right. $200.
Okay. Now it's going to grill me, but...
Collect 200 ringgit when you yes. pass, go. Peter, what about yourself? Did you have problems enunciating? But you do a lot of, you know, Broadway work, and musicals and things like that.
Yeah.
Did it come easily to you?
Think with... Well, basically for me, if it's really, really challenging, I will just let the other singer do it. I mean, Aaron does it really well, so hey, you know. You know, Aaron and Stephanie does it really well too, so they're more than welcome to it.
You're going to hide behind each other, you know. That's why you should come to the show. It's hilarious.
But to me, it's diction is something which you really have to master singing a Sondheim work. And it's not just the diction. It is literally finding the truth under the song. That is difficult. Mm-hmm. Sometimes very, very painful to do because it's about honesty. You know, his work requires the performer to be honest. Honest to the audience and honest with himself. Mm-hmm. And that is tough.
Of course. Tough. So you need to feel it. If you don't, it's not going to come across. Is that
not
what you're
saying?
Not
just feel it. You got to face it.
Mm. Okay. Give me an example.
An example. Last year, I did a Sondheim musical called Company. And there's this one song called Being Alive. Company is basically about this guy called Bobby, who I played. He's 35. And he has a phobia of commitment. Mm-hmm. You know, he's seeing all these girls, he's a wonderful catch, all his friends who are all married, you know, always asking me, hey, when are you going to get married, hey, you know, when are you going to settle down? But you know, deep down he goes through this process of everything that's wrong with relationships. So he starts off by saying, someone to hold you too close, someone to hurt you too deep, someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep, to make you aware of being alive, being alive. And he ends it with then reflecting it back into himself. Mm-hmm. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support. For being alive, make me alive. You know, so it goes on about, you know, what it really means to be alive. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not about, yes, you know, in a relationship, someone's going to sleep in your bed, someone's going to kick you while you sleep, someone's going to pull you up short and put you through hell. But hey, that's exactly what makes life worth living. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, you know.
Well, really I can see truth. It. I mean, it comes across fantastic. I mean, there was a huge difference in both, you know, what you just sang just now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aaron, what about yourself? You're doing a solo as well?
Yes. I sang a little bit, Everybody Says Don't, before. And it's about, you know, being rebellious and trying to not allow people to dictate how you should live your lives. Mm-hmm. So that's Everybody Says Don't, Everybody Says Don't, Everybody Says Don't Get Out of Line. When they say that, then, lady, that's a sign. 9 times out of 10, lady, you what you doing just fine. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then another one I'm singing is also called Losing My Mind, and that one's a very popular one. Everyone is so vulnerable, you know, speaks about love that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. He loves this girl, and how it goes is, the sun comes up, I think about you, the coffee cup, I think about you, I love you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. And then it goes on to unravel how he feels. Mm-hmm. And
how do you guys do that? You know, very well done. How do you do that? I mean, training. You're switching from one, you know, feeling to another in the same performance. How do you do that?
You've got to be slightly insane to be a singer.
I was going to ask.
That's like an entrance exam.
I thought I'll be polite.
Bipolarism is a must.
Yes. Yeah. Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think with Sondheim, what makes a really... my sing teacher used to tell me, what makes a really good Sondheim singer is a singer who is not afraid to know the truth. Really know the truth. I mean... Anyone can sing an Andrew Lloyd Webber Phantom, you know, nighttime sharpens, blah, blah, blah. It's a beautiful melody. You can sing it. Great. But when you sing Sondheim, you've really got to get to, you know, under all the words. There is an experience which you have been through, which can be very painful to face on. But you as the singer, you have to face it address it and expose it for the whole wide world to see, then you're doing justice to this work.
Okay. Not an easy thing to
it's
do.
It's that vulnerability, you know, that you just have to stand there and just sing it the way, like the first time you read the lyrics, you just know, and you're so inspired by Sondheim himself. You just have to go there. I mean, a lot of people I know, they don't want to expose themselves too much. You know, they say, okay, this is who I am, but it goes a lot deeper, like Peter said. So
yeah, it's painful. We've got a therapist on standby on Friday night backstage.
Speed dial. That's a criteria to be a cast member, isn't it?
Yes, you know.
Prerequisite.
Breakdowns.
Yes, you know.
But I understand this production, this coming Friday, is actually a precursor for a full-blown production. So for sometime next year, it's called Merrily We Roll Along.
Yes, Merrily We Roll Along. It's an interesting story, this show, because when it first opened, it bombed. It bombed so bad, it's like on record as one of the, you know, worst musicals ever to have premiered. But then subsequently, it got revived and it's done very, very well since. And it really is a very beautiful show, a very touching show. It's about three friends. And everyone can relate to the story because, you know, three friends who meet when they're young, full of dreams, full of ambitions, 20 years later down the line, failed marriages, broken dreams, broken friendships. You know, it's everywhere around us. It's part of life.
That is so life. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
That is so life, you know. And, you know, in school, we're BFFs forever, 20 years down the line, you know. But the interesting thing about the show is that it opens right at the very end. Right. So you see all the bridges burn right at the very beginning, and it goes back through time. So you see the characters get younger and younger and younger, and in a way, it draws you into this belief again. This hope. There's at the end of the show, there's hope, you know. And it reminds us that through the most difficult of times, there is always hope. You know, however faint, however slight, there is always little bit of hope.
And this production is by Pan Productions as well.
Yes.
Next year.
Yeah.
Or do you know roughly when?
It's going to be in May.
Good. And all of you will be involved again?
I hope so. I don't know about myself.
Definitely
hope so. You need to meet those prerequisites. You might be more stringent for the production, full-blown production. But obviously, Peter, you're going to be involved in it.
I don't know. Part of the mission of Pan really is to expose as many Malaysian talents as possible, and I think it's a perfect vehicle for a lot of our Malaysian talents. I personally would like to go on more holidays. That's my personal ambition. You know, 2040 needs to be like year of like, you know, Mount Everest base camp, and you know, go and see the Northern Lights, and you know, all of you guys can go and sing. Yeah,
you just go with Dr. George. Dr. George on the show every Friday at 4. Yeah. He's always traveling. You just go with him.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, but we've been very lucky because we've had a lot of interest from singers from Singapore, from the Philippines, even. A very, very respected singers, very, very well-known artists, because it is Sondheim. And it's so rare, and it's such a privilege to get to sing Sondheim. So we don't know who is cast yet. You'd have to ask Nell Ng.
I know.
She's conveniently excused herself from today's.
Speaking of Nell Ng, she's the director of this production this Friday.
Yes. Yeah.
How has it been for her? I mean, I know I wish she was here to actually just speak for herself, but how is it going? You haven't had rehearsals. Does she have a heart in her mouth at the moment?
I don't know. But I think what's really fun about this particular production, which I'm looking forward to personally, is that I get to sing with my friends. You know, I get to make music with friends. I get to share the stage with colleagues whom I really, really respect and admire and you know, wonderful, wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And I think for me that when Nell said, shall we do this? I'm like, yes. Yeah, I want to sing. If these people are singing, I'm singing.
Aaron, Joshua, what are you looking forward to?
Same thing as what Peter said, because I think everyone who comes to watch this show would realize that each performer has their own really special quality, and every single one of us have really good voices. And I mean, George is trained, Peter is trained, I mean, from all over the world, and yeah, so it's people will definitely come for the voices.
Yeah, George.
And yeah, of course, there are an opportunity to sing Sondheim.
Of course.
To the audience, to entertain the audience with Sondheim and educate them with our Sondheim music. And of course, I mean, I haven't sung with Aaron for quite some time, ever since uni. So it is a great privilege to have him again.
Yay!
And Peter and everyone else, which we are like a family. Yep. It is like a family. And so it's nice to perform. Yep.
You guys just want to round off with a quick teaser once again before we leave?
Shall we do that last bit? Shall we do it from...
The same one?
Oh. Yeah. Especially for you.
Pattering through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
fluttering through the kitchen,
fluttering in the bedroom,
pottering all around the house.
Da-da-dum.
The house.
Da-da-da-dum.
The house.
Da-da-da-da-da-dum.
The house.
Side by Side by Side by Sondheim will be staged on Friday, the 16th of August at Pentastu KL Pack off Jalan Sentul. Invitations are R65. Do call 012-639-7628. That phone number again, 012-639-7628. It was a pleasure having you on, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Mira. Thank you for entertaining me.
Cast members Peter Ong, Aaron Khalid and Joshua Gui of Side by Side by Side by Sondheim on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.